Black Friday deals have started at very.co.uk, with new offers revealed throughout the week. Go online now and discover great savings across big brands such as Samsung, Lenovo, PlayStation, and many more. Get more out of giving with our unmissable Black Friday deals. Get more out of every day with very.co.uk. Hurry, these offers end 8 p.m. on the 24th of November.
With the gods as our witnesses, it is pledged that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face!
The best ever.
Ah!
You serious?
That's a war face! Serious? Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face!
Ah! You serious?
You don't scare me!
You're
greetings, fight fans, to the episode number 43 of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. I am Felipe Leon, and this is In the Square Circle, your hooks and jabs look, your recap of everything that has to do with boxing in the last week. I am one of the international editors of FightNews.com, as well as a co-host of Boxeo Tijuana every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. And also every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, your two-minute round, all about female boxing with my co-host David Avila and Elena Baby Doll Reed. Our next show will be on December 3rd. That's the two-minute round, all about female boxing here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. But this is In the Square Circle, where we'll give you all the news, the notes, the fight results, and the upcoming calendar for the week. And this was a pretty crazy weekend with what went down in Las Vegas. So with that said, first let's go to our hooks and jabs. WBC Super Flyweight World Champion Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez announced that for the time being, after the unfortunate death of his trainer, the late Arnulfo Obando, a couple weeks ago, his father, Luis Gonzalez, will be running things in his camp. He also stated a meeting. He has a meeting set up with his promoter, Taking Promotions of Japan, to listen to their proposal of who his next trainer should be. So we'll see what happens there with Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez. No fight has been announced for him for the coming year. Obviously, there's a lot of things on the table, like a rematch with Carlos Cuadras, or perhaps a rematch with Juan Francisco Estrada, or perhaps a unification fight with Inoue Naoye. So he has big things coming up, so it would be a shame if he doesn't make the right selection of who is going to work his corner. Former lightweight champion Juan Baby Bull Diaz was all ready to get back on the HBO airwaves on December 10th, as he was scheduled to take on Rey Beltran on the semi-main event to Terrence Crawford versus John Molina Jr. from Omaha, Nebraska. Unfortunately, Diaz announced he was out after suffering an injury during training. No specifics were given. Top Rank, the promoter of the event, mentioned they were looking for an alternative opponent for Beltran. So that's an unfortunate incident for Juan Diaz, although it sounds a little suspect since they didn't announce what he actually injured. So we don't know if it's actually an injury or something else going on there. And, you know, time's running out for him. He was retired for a little while, came back, hasn't really fought on the boxing radar. I mean, he's been right underneath fighting Anuni Mas and things like that. So this was going to be his second coming out party in his career, fighting on HBO against a really good opponent in a really good fight on paper. And now he's out. And it's a huge year for Top Rank's Bob Arum. In March, he celebrated the 50th year anniversary of the first fight he ever promoted, a heavyweight world title fight between Muhammad Ali and George Trevallo in Canada. This Saturday's Vasyl Lomachenko versus Nicholas Walters fight in Las Vegas will be his 2000th event. And early next month, he will be celebrating his 85th birthday on December 8th. And then 2 days later, he's going to be sitting ringside in New Zealand for the title bid of Andy Ruiz Jr. against Joseph Parker for the vacant WBO World Heavyweight title. As we all know, Top Rank promotes Andy Ruiz Jr. In more Top Rank news, Bob Arum assures that the independent pay-per-view staged by his company on November 5th between Filipino politician Manny Pacquiao and Jesse Vargas sold a little over 300,000 pay-per-view buys, gaining close to the 400,000 sold in his last fight in April versus Timothy Bradley. Sources, though, state that it's closer to about 175,000 buys. Aram said that he is happy with the 300,000 and doubted why his company needs HBO pay-per-view and the 75% they need to shell out to the network to distribute the pay-per-view. And you got to love Bob Arum. I mean, this guy, he's almost 85 years old. He's putting on his own shows, taking big risks. And even though he has this weekend's fight on HBO, and we'll go into that in the upcoming calendar, he still has the cojones to actually criticize HBO. I mean, if I was HBO, I'd be like, man, you're talking, you're saying you don't need us, but then we have your fight on our network this weekend. So that's pretty ballsy from Mr. Bob Arum. But I guess when you're going to be 85 years old and, you know, you could pretty much say anything you wanted, but he said anything he wanted pretty much for his whole career. And according to the reports out of Culiacán, Mexico, Julio César Chávez Jr. is about 7 pounds away from the proposed weight for his comeback bout set for December 10th in Monterrey, Mexico. Chávez Jr. will be facing German Dominique Brits. Rodolfo Chávez, his uncle and trainer, say he's about 175 pounds in training camp and has been working very hard. This is news because, as we all know, Chávez Jr. in the past has had trouble with weight and discipline problems. Chávez Jr. is also working with controversial strength and conditioning coach Memo Heredia. And that brings us to the end of our hooks and jabs for the week. And now we move on to our fight results. On Friday, November 18th, from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gave us Mauricio Herrera losing a split decision to Pablo Cesar Cano in a 10-rounder at welterweight. Scores were 97-91 two times for Cano and 95-93 for Herrera. Cano was also deducted 2 points for low blows, once in the fourth and once in the eighth. And in the semi-main event there, Keandre Gibson scored a unanimous decision over Manjorri Montes of Los Mochis in an 8-rounder, also at welterweight. Scores there were 79-72, 78-73, and 77-74. From the Osceola Heritage Center in Kissimmee, Florida, Top Rank Anoni Mas gave us former 160-pound title challenger Matt Corbo scoring a unanimous decision over Scott Sigmund in a 10-rounder at super middleweight. Scores there were 80-72 three times. While in the semi-main event, Christopher Pitufo Diaz scored a unanimous decision over Fernando, not that Fernando Vargas, like Steve Kim likes to say. This guy's from Tijuana, actually, in an 8-rounder at featherweight. Scores there were 79-73, 78-74, and 77-75. And finally, on Friday, from downtown Las Vegas Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, Roy Jones Jr. Promotions on CBS Sports gave us Demon Brock scoring a split decision over Reynaldo Blanco to retain his WBA and ABA lightweight title over 10 rounds. And moving on to Saturday, November 19th, from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, Main Events and Roc Nation gave us an HBO pay-per-view. Andre Ward scoring a controversial unanimous decision with scores of 114-113 three times, even though he touched the canvas in the second round over former undefeated and former light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev. With the win, Andre Ward wins the IBF, WBA, and WBO 175-pound titles, remains undefeated for many, moves up to the number one spot in the pound-for-pound listings, and captured three titles, but now adds, it goes up to five titles in two divisions for Andre Ward. Very controversial. I personally had, I scored it while I was watching it. I watched it from here from Tijuana, and I scored it 114-113 for Andre Ward. I think that it could have gone with that score the other way, 114-113 for Sergey Kovalev, where it could have been a draw. I think that having it 116 or 117 for Sergey Kovalev is just fuckery. And I don't think that we didn't watch the same fight. If that's the score that you have, Sergey Kovalev winning this fight, But with that said, let's go to the post-fight interviews and listen to what Andre Ward said after the fight, as well as Sergey Kovalev.
It doesn't really sound like punches. A popular decision. I thought it was a very close fight that could have gone either way. You seemed surprised to me when you got the decision, were you?
No, I don't know where you got that from, Max. No disrespect. I knew it was a close fight. I'm in here, so you never know how a judge is going to sway it. And no disrespect again, but I think the crowd is saying that they feel like the real winner won. But taking nothing from Kovalev, in a tight fight, he's going to feel like he got robbed. I would have been disappointed. Take nothing away from him. We got the belts tonight.
As I said, I felt that fight could have gone either way. It was that close. You had to climb out of a hole you dug for yourself, or maybe he dug for you early. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, let me just stop real quick, man. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for just this full journey. It's been almost 12 years. Amazing journey up until this point. To your point, I mean, I've been a champion before I came in here. I knew it was going to be a tough fight. You never anticipate getting dropped. That was the first time in my career getting dropped, but I'm pleased with myself by the way I responded.
You showed championship mettle, no doubt. That's how you won the fight. But sometimes when the guy you're trying to climb back against also shows championship mettle, it makes it especially difficult. What did he show you over the second half of that fight as you were starting to claw your way back in?
He did everything that I expected him to do, including fade a little bit. You know, he started to slow up. He never quit, obviously, but he started to slow up, and Verge did a phenomenal job, my coach, just keeping me in the fight and saying, man, you need every round. Go get it. Don't leave anything to chance. And listen, sometimes you're going to win close fights, and that's the way it is.
I said at a certain point, only a great fighter is going to win this fight. Do you feel that tonight you reached a certain level of greatness that you hadn't yet attained in your career?
I mean, it's hard for me to call myself great. You know that. You've been knowing me for a long time. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a two-division world champion, a five-time world champion, and I beat nothing but champions. So I leave that for the people to say, the pundits, the critics to say. I'm just happy we got this victory, and I give God the glory.
A close decision, and this to me seemed close either way you want to score it. People will call for a rematch. Would you give Sergey Kovalev a rematch?
Of course. You know, I'm not going to negotiate a fight right now, Max. I've been in the game a long time. I'm going to go home, relax, enjoy this victory, and we'll see what's next.
Congratulations, Andre, on a great fight and a great performance.
Thank you.
Sergey, what did you think of the decision?
Nothing. it's a wrong decision, you know, like just a... Come on, I don't want to say my opinion, you know, like people, witnesses is here. Witnesses are here. Everybody saw what happened.
You not only had early success, including a knockdown, but as he started to try to rattle you and as he fought better as the fight wore on, you never lost your composure. You stayed disciplined. How did you do that?
It's my job, Max. I made a shape for this fight like maybe like since 11 years old, you know, like this was a fight all of my life, you know, like, and like really I disappointed for judge's decision, like people say, like,
many people, maybe most people will say that you won. Harold Letterman scored for you wide at ringside. I thought it was a very close fight that could have gone either way. Did you feel that he was fighting his way back into the fight later on?
Yeah, he got maybe a few rounds, you know, like I'm agreed that not a full fight, like it's really like I kept control all the fight, all rounds, like I lost maybe like three rounds of all fight. It's like
I can also see that argument. It was that kind of fight. Do you want a rematch?
Of course, I want a rematch, like, and I will kick his ass, like, I just wanted, you know, like, show to boxing, like, a good boxing, like, no short round fight, you know, like, not small rounds, like.
You showed great boxing, both of you did. It was a tremendous fight that lived up to the hype. Is there anything you will do differently in a rematch to ensure that you are judged fairly, in your opinion?
Of course, you know, I'm a guest here in USA, you know, he's a local, and all judges was from USA, like, I'm agree that they support he is a boxer. But like, honestly, be honestly, like, it's a sport. Don't make it politic, you know, like, it's a sport, you know, like, I want this fight and everybody agrees with this.
Just as I think it's reasonable for Andre to think that he did enough to pull it out close, I also think it's reasonable for you to think that with all American judges in a fight that many think you won, you got robbed. I don't think that's an unreasonable conclusion. Sergey, thank you very much for a terrific performance. We hope to see this again. Jim?
And there you have it. You could very easily hear the frustration of Sergey Kovalev in his voice as he talks about the... about his thoughts about the judge's decision. Before we move on to the next fight and the next fight results, I just want to read something that Kevin Aoli, the head boxing writer for Yahoo Sports, posted on his Facebook page. I think he hit it right on the money as far as his thoughts. He actually scored it 114-113 for Andre Ward the night of the fight. And he posted, and I quote, "For all the people who thought Kovalev won the fight Saturday and are calling those who scored it for Ward either incompetent or bought off, consider this. If any of you would have asked a person who ultimately scored the bout for Ward how they had it after six, you'd have agreed with them because they most likely had it 5-1 in favor of Kovalev. Did those people suddenly lose their ability to call a fight beginning round seven? Did someone from Roc Nation or Team Ward send them some money between round six and seven? No, that's ridiculous. I gave the last six rounds to Ward. I scored what I saw. It was a close fight, and there were a few rounds I had to debate about before I scored. The interesting point about all of this is this. It was fairly clear to everyone that Kovalev was dominant round 1-6 and not nearly as dominant and in rounds 7-12, no matter how you scored it. What happened? Ward adjusted, Kovalev did not, and the tenor of the fight changed. I have no beef with anyone who saw it for Kovalev, just as I think you should have no beef with anyone who scored it for Ward." And I wholeheartedly agree with Mr. Aoli, and it doesn't matter what you think of Mr. Aoli and his writing, what he just wrote in his Facebook page is spot on, so I take my hat off to Mr. Aoli. Moving on to the rest of the fight results from Saturday night from the T-Mobile Arena, Isaac Chalemba was stopped in the eighth round by Alexander Grovdic in the eighth round of a Schedule 10. He hurt his arm or something to that effect. I don't remember that all that well, but he was being soundly beaten in that fight. Alexander Grovdic defended his NABF light heavyweight title. Maurice Hooker got a split draw against Darley Perez in a 10-rounder for the his WBO NABO super lightweight title. Scores there were 97-93 each and an even 95-95. That for many people was the robbery of the night, more than Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev. Curtis Stevens scored a unanimous decision over James De La Rosa to defend his WBA Continental Americans in a 10-rounder. That was a very close fight as well. At middleweight, scores there were 98-90 and 96-92 two times. And finally, on the non-pay-per-view portion, but a very important fight, Clarissa Shields, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, won her pro debut with a unanimous decision at 168 pounds in a four-rounder over Franchon Cruz, another amateur standout. Scores were for 40-36 three times. And with that said, we move on to the upcoming calendar. From on Saturday, November 26th, from the Polideportivo Centenario in Los Mochis, Mexico, Sanford on the Azteca Channel in Mexico and BN Sports in the United States, brings us former lightweight champion Antonio DeMarco going against Miguel Zamudio in a scheduled 10-rounder at welterweight. From Cebu Coliseum in Cebu, Philippines, not going to be televised in the United States, but an important fight. Milan Melendo goes on against Tira Frong Utaida in a 12-rounder for the interim IBF light flyweight title. From the Motorpoint Arena in Cardiff, Wales, in Queensberry Promotions, gives us Billy Joe Saunders against Arthur Ekavov in a 12-rounder for the WBA middleweight title, while Terry Flanagan defends his WBO lightweight title against Orlando Cruz in a scheduled 12-rounder. And finally, from the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas, Nevada, Top Rank, in their 2000th event in the history of the company on HBO, gives us Vasyl Lomachenko, the WBO super featherweight champion, defending against Nicholas the Axeman Walters. That fight is this Saturday. So for two Saturdays in a row, we get very competitive, very good fights on HBO. One was pay-per-view, and this one's going to be on open pay-per-view. With that, that brings us to the end of the 43rd edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. Before we go, every Monday you get the next round, 4 p.m. Pacific, with Mr. Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya here on the Living in the Ring Network. Every Tuesday you get In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing, like what this show is. Every Wednesday, and this Wednesday we're going to have a special show where David Duenas has assembled a panel of different people to watch the Andre Ward against Sergey Kovalev fight and comment on it. So you want to follow Leave It in the Ring Network on Twitter to get the link or where you're going to be able to watch it while we watch it. And on that show is going to be David Duenas, Gabriel Montoya, myself, and a couple other people while we're going to be commenting on the fight live while we watch it on a link. So you might want to join us for that, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific this Wednesday on the flagship show Leave It in the Ring. And every other Thursday you get the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. And our next show will be on December 3rd. So we thank you, and we'll catch you next week.